David, so glad you could be along with us on this program today. Want to find out about how the decision by Donald Trump not to certify the Iranian nuclear deal is playing there in Israel. What about Prime Minister Netanyahu? Is he happy for this decision by the president?
Well, definitely, Jimmy. He had been asking the United States previous administration to hold off on signing the deal, particularly pointing out that it did not demand the dismantling of the uranium enrichment centrifuges that are still sitting in place in Iran today and can be started up within moments and within a week can be producing weapons-grade uranium. And that is according to a senior Iranian official who said that a couple weeks ago in response to the reports that Donald Trump was going to decertify the deal. Now, of course, we have to point out he didn't end the deal yet. At least he didn't end the U.S. participation. He just threw it back to the Congress to see if they can come up with better terms. The word I'm hearing from Jerusalem, Jimmy, is there's very little feeling that's going to happen, very little feeling. The Iranians are pretty clear that they like this deal. They're not going to go make any changes to it. And the other parties are not demanding changes, so far at least, but France and Britain and a couple have said they would be open to it, but they're not demanding it. So it's a mixed reaction, but Jimmy, it comes as the Israelis are keeping a wary eye on Iranian activity just to the north of Israel in Syria. The chief of staff of the Iranian regime, the military, has been visiting Damascus, and he said, we won't tolerate any Israeli actions against the Syrian regime. We, Iran, he said, will stand up and defend Syria. This, of course, comes after on Monday, Israeli jets pounded a site inside of the Syrian-Lebanese border, but inside of Syria, that was used to shoot some rockets at Israeli jets, that aircraft, warplanes really, but spy aircraft that were flying over not Syrian airspace, but over Lebanese airspace. And the Syrians, for the first time in many years, Jimmy, chose to fire at those Israeli jets. The Israelis fired back, and Prime Minister Netanyahu warned that they won't tolerate any more such actions from the Syrians. Well, the Syrians say, hey, it's our right and our duty to protect our skies. But again, they were over Lebanese airspace. And it just shows the Israelis believe how strong the Syrian regime has become in the past couple of years with Russian and Iranian assistance, how bold it's becoming. And there is now a lot of talk in Israel about a full-blown conflict possibly looming between Israel and Syria that would involve apparently Iran. And the question and the danger is that it could also involve the Russians against Israel. And the Russian foreign minister is in Israel for the first time, and they're discussing all of these issues.